Our guru said, thoughts are not individually but universally rooted, meaning that there are currents of thought going through this universe that we do not create, but we can only tune into or perceive. And a little less than 200 years ago, not very long ago, some very great men who were the founding fathers of America got together and they said, at whatever cost, we are going to create a nation based on the self-evident truth that all men are created equal. A little less than 200 years, July 4th, 1776. And then some 60 years went by. And there was a great war in this country, the Civil War, to reestablish, to firmly, to end the one part of the American culture that was out of sync with that concept, that there were still slaves in this country. And Abraham Lincoln, that great soul, Master said he was a great yogi in another lifetime who fought for religious freedom. And he wrote that immortal Gettysburg Address. 67 years ago, a new nation burst forth upon this country. And to say again that all men are created equal. And then Master Yoganandaji came to this world, born at the end of the 19th century. Just the beautiful markers throughout time, whereas Jyotish was saying, constantly realigning the consciousness of humanity. And he came to the West in 1920, one lone soul. In his early 20s, he came on the city of Sparta, the great warrior, the warrior divine who was our guru. And he came and he landed on these shores, just as he landed on the shores of England and as William the Conqueror. And many of you know the story when he was beginning the invasion from Normandy. When he got off of the boat, it was this momentous moment, and he fell out of the boat and he fell face down in the sand, and all the troops that gathered saw this as an ill omen. That Master, the warrior divine, grabbed the sand in his hand and held it over his hand. And he said, so great is my desire to conquer this land that I grasp it in both hands. Then he came to our shores, not as a conqueror of nations, but as a conqueror of souls. And he said, World Brotherhood colonies will be the social pattern of the new age. And they will sweep the world like wildfire. Some years ago, when we were in our community in Assisi, we were dedicating the new temple there. Beautiful new temple of light, Il Tempio della Luce. And one of the people who spoke at that inaugural event was a Roman Catholic priest who has subsequently passed away. His name is Don Aldo, a great soul. He was the head, for those of you who have ever heard of the story, of the Assisi Underground, who helped smuggle the Jews out of Italy, hid them in their convents and monasteries, disguised them as Catholics, gave them new names, and smuggled them out of the country. Don Aldo was the head of the Assisi Underground. And he was a good friend of ours in our community there in Assisi. He said some years ago he had a vision. And in that vision, he looked up at the hills above Assisi, where he lived, and he saw the hills filled with sparkling lights. And he knew that those lights represented a new social pattern, the dawn of a new kind of religion and spiritual community that would illumine the world. Don Aldo has passed away. Abraham Lincoln has passed away. Our founding forefathers has passed away. Our guru has left the body, but their thoughts are rooted in the ether. And as Yogananda said in his historic speech about World Brotherhood colonies in Beverly Hills, he said, my words are registered in the ether, and they shall move the West. We are part of that great wave in the West that is moving forward this movement. And he, Master said that these movements would spread everywhere. He said, I see temples to all religions dotting these communities. Kriyanandaji has said, I see communities not just Ananda. We talk about the Ananda World Brotherhood movements. Ananda is just one manifestation of it. Swamiji said, I can see World Brotherhood colonies based on science, on education, on the arts, on music, on sustainable living, on medicine. All, it's just beginning. And we are like the stem cell, undifferentiated at this point. We have a little bit of all these things. But we said to Ananta and Maria as they began this Living with Spirit program, we kind of tricked you. We told you your job was to raise vegetables. Your job is to raise the new generation of leaders of the World Brotherhood Community Movement, and they are doing a splendid job. But in 1945, Yogananda was at his retreat in Encinitas, putting the final touches on his autobiography. What was going on in the world? Freeman was talking about the bomb. Well, the bomb was dropped. It was dropped on Hiroshima. It was dropped on Nagasaki. And in that moment, that great, huge explosion, Master said, the world as we knew it ended at that time. And the dawn of the new age began, the dawn of the, as he put it, the enigmatic atomic age. What will it look like? And how will these communities shape it? The age prior to the end of World War II was defined by divisiveness. Divisiveness of nationalism, of religious hatred, of families that were self-focused, looking in, as Master said, us four and no more. It was defined by a divisiveness of man from nature. And most significantly of all, it was defined by a divisiveness of man from his creator. And our communities have come to bring unity, to redefine the future, that that nations can live in brotherhood. Master said that the concept of world brotherhood is best created by example, not precept. We have to model it. We have to show, as we do in our communities, that people of all races, all religions, all national backgrounds, it's just not, it's simply not an issue. Even in Assisi, even if you speak mutually unintelligible languages, it's not an issue. We all work together. And so to demonstrate this, that the separation between man is that time is over. The time of religious differences, even though there's a great, we still see it in our lifetime, it's a burning fire that the consciousness, the universal thought form of our age will no longer feed, no longer provide fuel that burns in that fire of religious hatred. That flame is going out. Not out yet, but it is going out because the consciousness of the planet is no longer feeding that fire. The consciousness of a broader family. It's living in a community. I cannot tell you the expansiveness of human interaction that it provides. Everyone, every little child is your child. Every person, your brother and sister. In that beautiful poem by Walt Whitman, where he said, and I know that every man and woman is my brother and sister, and the hand of God is my own. Just to experience that. And as Ananta was talking, to work with sensitivity with the natural world around you. You go to the Crystal Hermitage Gardens, which we'll have open for all of you this afternoon. You can feel the consciousness and conscious love given to each flower. You know, over the weekend, I should say a few days ago, the Crystal Hermitage Chapel received the award from the Nevada County, that's where we're located, Nevada County, California, from the Nevada County Chamber of Commerce as the best chapel in Nevada County. And this is selected not by some politician on the Chamber of Commerce that we bribed. This is a reader's poll from readers of the local newspapers. They selected this as the best chapel in Nevada County. Why? Is it the most unusual? Is it the most? Is it the largest? Does it have the best sound system? Doesn't even have a sound system. Doesn't have much of a heating system or air conditioning. But what it has is conscious awareness. And people come and they can feel that. So what we are doing, and most important, the unity of all of us with God. Yoganandaji said, the movement of Kriya Yoga in the West has hardly begun. Kriya Yoga is that gift, that divine key of awakening, which enables us to experience our own divinity, the God within us. And so, as we celebrate this wonderful weekend, which is the beginning, joining together of the vision of our forefathers, the vision of our great masters, and I'm sure there is behind the scenes of this curtain of Maya, there was a blend that we don't know about in that those two patterns of our forefathers and of America and our masters. A new energy is being born based on the principle that this world is meant to be lived, this world is meant to be a garden of divine consciousness, that we are giving birth to a new pattern of living. And I could say the sky's the limit, but it goes far beyond that. It goes to the farthest reaches of infinity. So open your hearts, open your minds, expand your energy out, and feel the breeze of divine consciousness that is blowing through this movement from our masters, from God, and let us go forth and truly spread these communities north, south, east, and west. God bless you all.